Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk, and I decided to do a show. No, I haven't been doing shows in quite a while, based on the fact there are so many things I have going on at this point and at this time. But I wanted to do a show, and today's episode is a meetings in the ladies' room. You know, we have periodically the meetings in the ladies' room, BDR report, a bad dick report. So this is volume 10. And this is in regards to the pimp is the hoe. Why the quote unquote hoes be winning? And I'm talking about particular men I'm talking about today. It's ladies talk. Men are allowed, but grab some tissue because you might cry. Oh, this is meetings in the ladies' room. You might not agree with it, what have you, and kind of say your own opinion, but you have a meeting in whatever other room you want to have it in, but not at this point. You know, Sylvain Funchess Wade, going through something with Dwayne Wade. Tamar Sanders has a situation that's going on with Deion Sanders. You have Holly Berry with her daughter's father. I don't even know his name. But the situation at hand, basically, in this matter, in two of the three cases, deals with another relationship. And the other relationship has caused so many problems for the women. The women really, really, really are going through a hell of a time and are portrayed to be something contrary to what these men have put them in. And let me tell you something. Dwayne Wade testified at a point in time that when Sylvain was pregnant, he said that, you know, she said he attacked her. And he said, no, she allegedly was held down aggressively, quote unquote. He said he sat her down aggressively on an ottoman. And he said she kept swinging at herself, and that's how she had her blood lip. Now, a pregnant woman, he holds her down aggressively. She's swinging and hit herself with a bloody lip. He claimed he wasn't seeking custody to avoid child support, and that he wanted Sylvain to be involved with them, and they believe the joint custody down the road. You know, they could have joint custody down the road. A court-appointed attorney for the children, guardian ad litem, basically, said that Dwayne Wade, despite all that, should be awarded custody and that the mother should undergo extensive therapy. This happens so many times to women. You know, and we have to rethink our situations and our choices, you know, as far as this so-called marriage situation, because by right, your natural right, you have a right to enter into common law marriage. You have a right to, you know, I don't understand why if you have a right, you have to have a license through a state to be married. You're really marrying a third party, which is the state. And that causes a lot of situations. But now, Dwayne Wade, when that situation happened and the testimony happened, he was awarded at the time physical possession of the children, possession, as if they're chattel. Okay, possession, even though the children live. And then the judge said, you know, I'm going to give away the children because the visitation has been frustrated. That's not a basis for transferring custody of children. And we have to remember the constitutional rights. See, Illinois recently, Sylvain now has to go to Florida. Now, in Illinois, to visit the children, based on the fact that he made an allegation saying she didn't come to the door or whatever, even though he didn't go get the children, his sister did. And I don't understand what kind of legal team she has. I really feel sorry because, you know, there needs to be motions filed. You need to have judges removed. You need to have the change of venue. She needs to have a jury trial. Yeah, I mean, these are rights. In Illinois Supreme Court Rule 99, they have a child protection mediation program. Was there a mediation recommended where the court don't get involved? We don't know what's going on behind these doors. And they even have, we have an associate judge that told her she had to go to Florida. These lawyers should be looking up, you know, the constitutionality of this because, you know, constitutionally, well, everyone has a right to an Article 3 judge. What is an associate judge? I'm not familiar with the term in Illinois. you know, that they do have a constitution talking about associate judge, but and it was the Illinois Constitution, but it also says the associate judge, a nice number of them, cannot be from, you know, think that district or live in Illinois or Chicago, I'm not sure where. So where do these judges come from? You know, what's going on? The situation at hand, you know, this woman, where's the outcry? And if you look at it, where are women groups? Where's the domestic violence groups and the advocates and different things of that nature? You know, it's all fine and dandy at some time. But when I guess a certain name is involved, then people bag up. They fall back. The situation with Deion Sanders and Pilar. You know, Pilar. Deion Sanders is accused of cheating. You know, he does a show. Pilar loses her children. Siobhan loses her let's jump a little bit to Halle Berry. Here is she was even married to this man. She has to pay child support. Halle Berry has to pay child support to a man she wasn't married to, that she had witnesses about him being using racially charged words in front of the child, and also being mentally abusive. What is going on? What is happening to our sisters to the fact that we don't say anything about it? We don't say anything about it. We don't do anything. Where is the support system? Why haven't the allegations that Siobhan said against him been looked in thoroughly? What's going on? You know, I don't understand it at all. I have three callers. Let me open up the lines to 310. Let's try to do this. Caller, you on the air? 310. Area code? Caller? Hello? I don't know if you want to talk or you just want to listen. Well, I hope the show is being heard. So the thing of that matter is, I don't understand how these men are getting away with these things, how it's possible that these women, I'm trying to open up the mic, these women are being denied justice. I don't understand it. How is it possible? I'll try another mic. Caller, you on the air? I don't even know what's going on with my the microphone. But the chat room is also open, so I don't know if you're in the chat room, you can put in whatever you want to put in. But I'm trying to open up the mic. Again, the situation at hand is deplorable. It really is deplorable. When you have a system that denies the women justice and, you know, they advocate for abuse and different things of that nature, I don't understand. Women will not come forward, you know. This is why we need people in certain positions. We need changes of laws. We have places like here in Washington. We have people that's on women advocacy groups, and nothing's done. I personally think that before you get married, you need to think of the whole scenario. how it affects your children, how it affects you. Because remember, Dwayne Wade, this woman was with Dwayne Wade when Dwayne Wade was not known. Dwayne Wade is now with Gabrielle Union. For Gabrielle Union to have been a rape victim, she was a rape victim. For her to have been a rape victim says a lot about who she is now in regards to this situation. It really does. Let me call her. You on the air?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
It's a shame how Dwayne and Deion are treating their wives. That's just a shame. You know?
This is true. They're the ex-wives now in their process of divorce and different things of that nature. It is a shame. And it's a shame it's going on all over the country. You know, but I'm specifically talking about these men and the reflections of what's going on with these men and how the women involved, there's no advocacy for them, there's no help, there's no support. You know, and we need to look at the system that's spelling them.
Right. And I think you're doing a great job, too, just, you know, speaking the truth. I love your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, if you want to chime in, I'll leave your mic open. I this is a new switchboard, and just, you know, I'm trying to work this thing. I haven't been on here for a while. But, you know, there's so much abuse going on. I was looking at the situation with, say, Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen has a drug addiction he's battling, and his ex-wife or baby mama, I don't know which is which, you know, but she's getting custody. She can do drugs, treatment, you know, it's so many. Look at Kobe Bryant's wife. When she filed for divorce, or was in the process of filing for divorce, she knew the court system wasn't going to treat her like that. It's a different story. So what do we do? What needs to be done? Because the system is failing these sisters, these women, and these women are a reflection of other women that go through different things of that nature. Now, I have tried to reach out to Sia Vaughn, you know, and let her know that, you know, she has a lot of support. And if anything that she thinks that, you know, she needs to reach out, she's more than welcome to reach out. I don't want her to think, or any woman to think, that she's alone. You're never alone. There's always someone that understands. There always will be an ear at some point in time. You know, but at the same time, I just think it's so deplorable. It's so upsetting. Hello to my people in the chat room. I'm trying to fluctuate this board. I'm opening up the lines, but I guess people just want to listen. But, you know, so many women go through abuse, and so many women are being subjected to things inside a relationship at this point in time with men of certain stature, quote-unquote stature, because they're known for this, they're known for what. I think Dwayne Wade is deplorable. I don't even, you know, support Gabrielle Union at this point. Like I said, she's a rape victim, so you know what it's like to have something taken from you without consent, to be forced to do things against your will, to be humiliated, to be violated, you know. And contrary to that, she was engaging in things with this married man. Now, we all can look at things. People have marriage. To me, at some point in time, it really is a state of mind, even though it's a contract, because you could be married, and in that marriage, there is no commitment. There's nothing that makes the marriage bond, you know, bondable. But then you could be a single person, and you could be in a committed relationship, you know. And then there's a lot of people who believe that they have to be married for whatever reason. I've never ever seen a scripture where it says that go get a license to be married. I've never ever seen a scripture where people went before a person that said, I do. I've seen things that said what the Father has put together, let no man put apart. That's what I've seen. You know, I've seen people who believe that and have certain scriptures that says that once you marry, there's no such thing as divorce. So, you know, you have to be married 2, 3, 4 times. Is that a marriage, really? You know, so marriage is a concept that people, in my opinion, may agree to be on. People play house, people are married, some people marry men and not at home. You know, some people say I do and don't. So, you know, we really need to look at what we're getting into. Because this woman, this sister was down with Dwayne Wade in high school when he was nothing. You know, he actually was in Milwaukee going to school in Marquette, you know, playing ball or what have you. And then Deion Sanders, they have, from my understanding, a tape of him abusing Pilar, you know. And then there's Deion's ex-wife. People need to look and go a little bit deeper and see what's really going on. Halle Berry was in an abusive relationship with Wesley Snipes, where she lost her hearing because of him to this day. You know, she never came out and talked about it or what have you until long after the fact, you know. So women go through a lot. And I'm not saying it's not men is going through problems, but there are so many relationships where people who have power and dominance over the weaker person will use the children, you know, the situation. There are women who right now are suffering, will not call the police, will not seek help because they fear the verbal abuse that they're being subjected to. And I have to think it's so deplorable. I really think it's deplorable. I think that caller wants to say something up again. I don't know. Okay, I guess not. But, you know, I have no idea why, as a community of women, a community of people who've been victimized, and real men also, a real man would never, ever condone. A real man would never, ever condone a woman being abused. A real man would never, ever condone the situation of any man abusing a woman based on mentally, physically, what have you, based on the fact of his stature. So you say you get rich looking in the chat room. When I meet a woman, I will most likely lie about my money to see how the woman treats me if I come off broke. But at the same time, you know, a lot of these women deal with these men before they even got money, you know. And money, let's be real. If you study economics, the value of the dollar is not what it appears to be. And what's changing in society or across the world, and different things of that nature, we really need to look at the so-called money game, because money and wealth, two different things. And the state of what's going on now, you know, it's going to be deeper than money, you know. So it's the same when a woman has your back, or a man, you know, with a woman, and struggle with you and is down with you. You know, this woman's going through a lot. Speaking of Siobhan, Dwayne Wade is playing mental games with this woman, you know. And now, like I said, let's go back to what he said in court. Just let's go back to this. I'm going to go back to this. Listen to the words of this man. Now, this is after he admitted he, quote-unquote, sat her down aggressively, a pregnant woman, on an ottoman, doing an argument to subdue her. Okay, so the argument, and you feel the need to aggressively sit down a pregnant woman based on the fact of an argument. But he claims she started swinging and hit herself, resulting in a bloody lip. Then he insisted he's not seeking custody simply to avoid child support. And he would still want Siobhan to be involved with them and believes they could have joint custody down the road. Although a lot of things, quote unquote, take place. You know, it was funny things going on during the playoffs on the court. So, you know, it's even funnier things, and I'm not saying funny and laughable, I mean questionable, going on in another court with this player. This is things that I have never seen before, because we have constitutional law. We have Supreme Court rulings based on the fact that, you know, certain things are supposed to go when it's the custody of a child, certain here. You cannot change custody based on a visitation problem. And then you have where they have mediation through a Illinois Supreme Court rule was mediation offered, the Child Protection Mediation Program. You know, there's so much going on. Then you have a situation where you have a right to keep your child. They're going through harm or danger. You don't know what the children told their mother. Then, again, you have where this associate judge tells Siobhan, you cannot tell your children that their father had you arrested, and if you tell them that, you'll lose custody. And this is why I say that there should always be an open door for children when they turn 18 so they can be able to sue the state for being harmed as a child. When the state makes decisions that affect children in their youth, the children, when they grow up and they find out about it, they should be able to have a remedy, because the Constitution says there's a remedy when you're wrong. When you've been done wrong, you have a right to a remedy. So these are children, and they don't even know the remedy now. They should be awarded that remedy when they get older and find out what's going on. I even say that with adoption, foster children. You know, if these children don't know who their parents are and they find out they were taken from their parents in a wrongful manner, they should be able to sue the state and sue all the parties involved. This is their right, because, see, one thing, children will grow up, you know. And I truly think that Siobhan needs to appeal that. She needs to get out here and get support. You know, I did talk to her briefly on the phone when this first happened, just to let her know that she has support, you know, and I did offer, you know, her to come on the show, and I'm going to offer Steel fans, and I've done it to other people that have been going through a lot of different things, you know, just to let them know, hey, there's an avenue, and other people who have shows should reach out to her and them and Polar, you know, reach out to them. You really should. And look at Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill. Not to deviate from the subject matter, but to deviate from the subject matter. We have Lauryn Hill facing prison time through some situations at hand. And she pled guilty right off the bat. Now, even if she pled guilty and she is guilty, what kind of advice did her lawyer give? What? Listen to the circumstances that she's saying around what happened. There's something going on. There's something going on. You know, a deeper conflict in the matter. And we don't know what's going on behind these closed doors. I'm just reading what's in the chat room. See, it really, again, when you say, you know, yeah, a man should never put his hand on a woman. I think it's fair to say it should go down one letter hand. You're right. No one should put their hands on nobody. You're exactly right. A woman don't have a right to hit a man. A man don't have a right to hit a woman. At the same time, self-defense is a constitutional right. But these are not situations where these women are attacking these men. Even if the man was getting abused, and the woman, what's wrong is wrong. The woman's out of order. You know, and I've done shows about women being out of order. And this situation right now is these men are particularly out of order. These men are pimps. The pimp is the hoe. The pimp been the hoe. You know. The word and the meaning, the origins of the meaning, the word pimp mean a hoe. Pimp, the origin of a pimp is a male hoe. That is the name. You know, and then if you look at this situation, Dwayne Wade and this Darby O'Union stuff, opposites attract, but it don't last long. So she was married before. Maybe Siobhan needs to go talk to her ex-husband. See what's going on. You know, you need to fight back. If you have nothing else left, fight. You have to fight. You got to fight. But I have 60 seconds left in the show. And I guess, I don't know if it goes into overtime or whatever. I don't even know if I'm going to do it over time, but I just really feel bad for these women. And, again, I think that we should stand up and support them and reach out to them. These are many women are in situations like they're in. It is not out in the spotlight. And just the thing about women who say, hey, I can't go out here and talk about this. You can look what's going on with them. But if we come together, it's strength in numbers. You know, in a minority, a small, strong-willed minority can be just as powerful as a majority. So I thank you all for tuning in. Maybe I'll do some more shows. I haven't been on here for a while, you know, doing the things that need to be done. But I really feel sorry for them. And I know that karma, it's why I say karma is a bitch. Payback is a bitch. And a bitch is a female dog, literally. But, you know, a bitch, I'm just telling you. And I'm just saying, not to say the word, but I'm just saying that what you put out in nature comes back. And sometimes, you know, and nature's in a feminine thing. So I tell people all the time, when you disrespect a woman, you really cursing yourself. I actually told somebody that recently when they were talking about a situation. Because you just don't disrespect nature. But, you know, this has been a meeting in the ladies' room, BDR Report, Volume 10. And you know, I'm going to come back again. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not here at the moment when you don't see me. But I'm still, you know, in the range. I love you all. Thank you for listening. I'm not going to go into overtime. Thank you to my four callers that's on the line and one of you all talked. But, again, this has been a meeting in the ladies' room, and I really hope that we can reach out and support these women.
All the love, all the trust, and the stuff that you built with.